Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program because we are going to be discussing one of my most favorite subjects. It is the glory of God. We'll be sharing with you not only what the glory is and, you know, various manifestations of the glory, but how you can step into it. And as a treat for you today, we have our very special guest, Joshua Mills. And Joshua, we're so excited to have you with us. I know that many people, you know, say, oh, Joshua Mills, he's the glory man, you know, and you're identified as a man of God who lives in the glory, who understands the glory, and who teaches on the glory. In fact, you have a brand new course. Actually, it's not brand new, but we're going to feature it more later on in the program, but it's a whole institute on how to study that glory realm and teaching right. people how to step in the supernatural dimensions yes. of the kingdom of God. And we're so excited about that. And congratulations. And on behalf of the body of Christ, thank you for doing that for us.
Wonderful.
But anyways, as we're beginning this program today, Joshua, can you share with our viewers, like, what is the glory? How would you describe the glory?
I believe that the glory of God is His character, His nature, it's the essence of His presence, everything that He is, and all that He has. That is the glory in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what are the different ways that the glory can manifest? Because when you say, okay, the glory is the fullness, basically, of all God is and all that He has.
Right.
So that's awesome. So what are our ways? How does it look like when we experience Him?
There's healing glory, which is the healing presence of Christ. There's unifying glory, draws brother and sister within the body of Christ together. There is creative glory. I mean, there's unifying glory. There's revelation glory. There's revival glory, resurrection glory. So the glory of God has so many different ways that it will appear or that it will manifest, but it comes out of that nature of who God is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we know that it's for every believer, and we're going to unpack
Absolutely.
That a little bit
Absolutely.
Because every believer who has accepted Jesus Christ into their heart can access that glory. You know, it's part of the covenant that we have with God through Christ.
It is.
And, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the body of Christ did not understand that at all for the most part.
And it's so amazing because we used to pray that prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and yet we didn't even understand what we were praying.
Right.
We were praying for that glory realm, the heavenly sphere of God to come down into the earth and manifest in our day.
Yeah, and in our lives.
Absolutely.
But then when He shows up, we're all confused and don't know what to do with Him.
Right.
So tell me how you came into an awareness of the glory and when you started to experience the glory.
When I was 19 years old, I had several encounters. I was living in Florida at the time. I was ministering as a praise and worship leader. And God gave us three different signs of His glory initially. And the first sign was the heavenly fragrance coming into mm-hmm. the atmosphere. As we begin to praise and worship the Lord, it seemed to open up a heavenly doorway into smelling the fragrance of heaven,
that
the aroma
of Christ.
That is
so amazing when that happens.
Absolutely
I love
amazing.
It.
The second sign was oil beginning to pour from our hands, from our feet, from the different ones that were on my worship team. They get on the back of their necks or on their foreheads. Supernatural oil flowing. Well, what does oil represent? It represents the Holy Spirit. It represents
right.
His healing virtue. It represents right. unity. It's the oil of joy.
And the anointing.
The anointing of God.
Yeah.
The third sign that God gave us of His glory was this visible gold, the golden manifestation,
right.
where it began to come like a gold dust or like a sheen upon our hands, on our faces, on our clothing, even on our Bibles at times. And then people began reporting having gold teeth come
right.
into their mouth, dental work. And so these were the first three signs that I began to visibly see of the glory of God, realizing that there's a dimension that I haven't explored yet, I haven't tapped into, but it is available, and I know it's God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to just unpack this a little bit, just in case we have viewers that are listening who have never heard of, like, gold dust or oil
right.
coming out of hands or
right.
fragrances. Now, on the fragrance, I remember one of the first times that I felt the fragrance of God, it was actually like the smell of smoke, and it filled the whole house. I was looking for a fire, and there was no fire.
It's the Bible,
yeah.
Right?
But what are some of the other fragrances?
We smelled the Rose of Sharon, which is the fragrance of Christ. We smelled cinnamon smell, which actually the Bible talks about the anointing oil and about even cinnamon being a part of that. We've had fragrance scents, myrrh. There's been many different fragrances. An unusual one was vanilla.
Yes.
And I was wondering about that, and I thought, God, what is this vanilla fragrance? And Bob Jones actually was sharing with me, and he said, vanilla is a fragrance of intimacy.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I've also experienced all those fragrances that you mentioned, and orange blossoms and you know, just all kinds of different ones. And one time, we had a meeting where the fragrance started coming through. It was the rose fragrance.
Yes.
And I said, oh my gosh, how many people, like, is there anyone else that's smelling this? Put up your hand. And the people put up their hand, and when I looked, because I was on the platform, when I looked at the meeting room, it was like waves.
Wow.
Like that. And the Lord said, showed me about Song of Solomon, and it said about the king's garment, that when he walked through, it released fragrance. And it was
amazing.
Almost like Jesus was walking through, releasing the fragrance.
The robe of his garment. That's awesome. That's
amazing. It is so awesome. Now, when you mentioned the oil, that's literal oil, because that happened in one of our meetings.
Yeah, it's happened at times when I've been with you and been with others. There'll be times I'll be preaching. I'll literally be in the middle of a message, and all of a sudden oil will start flowing from my hands or flowing from my feet. And it comes as a sign, number one. You know, signs come with a message and get us to pay attention to what God's doing. But it's also an indicator of miracles being released in the atmosphere, healing miracles happening.
And so when that happens to you, Joshua, then do you get, okay, I know that I'm supposed to move into miracles now?
Well, God will begin to lead me, direct me. And so there'll be times when we'll take it and we'll lay it on cloths or handkerchiefs, just like Acts 19, 11 and 12, and use it for healing to come to the sick or for deliverance to come to different ones. And then there'll be other times when God will specifically tell us to lay my hands on the sick in that moment. I remember one time I was preaching up in Big Bear, and the oil started to flow profusely from my hands in the middle of the message. And so I went, actually had like a cedar of Lebanon smell.
Wow.
It was awesome. And I remember laying my hands on every single person that was in there. And there was a young lady that had a spinal issue. I can't remember the name of it. Scoliosis of the spine.
Right.
And she had this issue, and she was, her spine was all curved and everything. Laid my hands on her. Instantly, she straightened up and got completely supernaturally healed. It was absolutely awesome.
Wow. I remember when you were with us in Arizona, and my husband came to pick you up in your hotel room, and it was already starting to pour out.
Right.
So he was catching it in a glass.
Yes.
So by the time you got down to the room, it was like almost a half full glass already.
Right.
And it smelled, though, like wine.
It had the fragrance of wine.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then after the meeting, I said, hey, Joshua, because you wouldn't anointed all of us with that oil.
Right.
I said, are we allowed to drink this? You know, is it, you know, is it drinkable? So you let me have a drink of it. And it tasted like soap, like Fuller's soap, I guess, because it was cleansing, and it was really a sign and a wonder for
it
sure.
It is a sign and a wonder for sure.
Oh, I
but
just
you know,
love
these
it.
Are signs that we can live in God's glory.
Yes.
God wants us to learn, every one of us, how to learn to live in the supernatural realms.
Right. Because there's two realms, right? There's the natural realm
and
the supernatural realm. So the supernatural glory dimension can invade our natural dimension.
Absolutely.
You know, on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
The third one you mentioned was like the golden glory was the first of the signs that you had. And when all the gold poured out, and again, we've seen that in your meetings. I mean, even in the first time that we filmed you for a television program.
I remember that episode.
All over the floor.
It was all over the floor. We've been in meetings where not only gold dust and gold teeth has come, but there's been gold nuggets that have appeared for different people. I remember one time specifically there was gold nuggets that were coming in the shape of little tiny hearts. Little tiny golden nugget hearts. I mean, these are tokens of God's love.
They are tokens.
They're not signs that one person's holier than another person or one person's better than another person. It's signs that the glory of God is covering the body of Christ, and it's available for all of us.
I love it when the signs show up because
there's
a joy that comes with, you know, like you just get excited because you know that God's right there.
It's childlike faith. All of a sudden you feel that childlike faith just rising up inside that we can just have fun with God. God loves us so much that he doesn't have to give us signs.
Right.
We're not asking, demanding a sign, but in his love for us, he pours out these signs because he knows that we get excited and that it just brings us joy.
And of course, those were the first three signs he gave you for confirming his glory presence. But then you've seen the feathers and gemstones. I know that Shirley Ross, our producer, got one of those at your conference. It just fell at her feet and it was actually a purple stone. And when she looked closer, it was a heart on the inside, a red heart on the inside.
Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely stunning. It just made you feel the presence of the Lord, you know, and we don't worship those things. But it's part of the glory.
We worship Jesus.
Exactly.
In worshiping him, the Bible says that we need to understand that God exists, that he is, but he's also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In worshiping and praising Jesus Christ, in that place, he rains down his glory.
Amen. I want to ask you just for a moment about the glory cloud.
Sure.
And in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, it says that all the priests were in unison together and they were worshiping the Lord and praising and magnifying him. And this is what they were saying. He indeed is good. And it's interesting that when you study out glory, it always is around the goodness of God.
It is
the goodness of God, isn't it? You know, and here they were saying, he indeed is good. For his loving kindness or his mercy endures forever, right?
Right.
They weren't saying, oh, the Lord is even holy, although he is, and his judgments endure forever. They're saying the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, over and over.
His love.
Yeah, and then the house was filled with a cloud.
Right.
Now, I believe that was a glory cloud because it said, so the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. So it came down so heavy upon them, they couldn't even stand.
Can you share
about this?
I love that revelation that the glory of the Lord fills the house of God. I love that. Because what God's inviting us into in his glory realm is into a place where he begins to fill this temple. The Bible says the temple of God is not a temple that's made by hands of man in this day.
Right.
But we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God's inviting us into an encounter with him that literally fills every area of our life, spirit, soul, and body, where the house gets filled with the cloud, that anything that's not of God has to get moved out. There is no room for anything else because the cloud fills the temple.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
And that's what God's inviting us into, is that glory cloud experience.
Now, sometimes I can actually see.
I can feel it right now.
Yeah, I know I can too. I'm getting drunk in the glory. I just feel like just full, you know. But, you know, sometimes you can actually see the mist or the cloud come into a room. Have you experienced that?
Many times we've experienced the mist, the cloud. There was one time a few years ago I was preaching and in the middle of the message, a puffy white cloud literally exploded over the people.
Wow.
I mean, it was...
And
I
what
mean,
happened?
Right in front of our eyes. I mean, there was miracles that happened. There's salvation that happens. These are the things that happen in the glory.
And when you're in the glory, sometimes you'll get knowledge of witty inventions, or you'll get just like exactly what you need for the time because it's right there.
Right.
All these things are in the glory.
It's unlimited what God will do for you in his glory.
Unlimited.
In the glory, God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different manifestations. We could go on and on and on about that. But I know that some of you already are starting to feel the weight of his presence. Sometimes it's like a love presence or a peace presence or a joy presence or, you know, an intoxicating sense of his love, like that you can't even stand or even talk properly because of it. You know, these are all dimensions or aspects, manifestations of the glory, and some of you are getting it right now. We're going to let you hear some information about how you can have glory training in the supernatural right in your own home, and then we'll be right back.
Joshua Mills is a powerfully anointed teacher of the glory of God. Order his School of Signs and Wonders, including a student manual, 2 full-color study charts, and a 14-DVD teaching library. Learn about topics like creative miracles and activating angels. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 189 or visit xpministries.com to purchase School of Signs and Wonders for just $199. Order now.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Joshua, I'm really excited about your heart for helping us in the body come into the things that you've learned from God. And so,
right.
Of course, you have your Intensified Glory Institute that is going all around the world now through your DVDs and your live teachings. But how did you come to receive this course from the Lord?
You know, I had been ministering in the glory for years and seeing God do signs and wonders, unusual things, having encounters with God. And I really felt like God began putting it on my heart to not just go into a place and just have an encounter, which is wonderful, but to go in and have the encounters along with solid teaching, teaching people literally line upon line, precept upon precept, how to come into this glory realm that they could live in it, that people
right.
can walk in it and actually dwell in this place of supernatural outpouring.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it is for all the body of Christ. The blood of Jesus gives us access.
It does.
Into the glory.
Absolutely.
I remember when God visited me with a 30-day visitation from the Holy Spirit, like dictation, unpacking the scriptures to show me that everything in the glory was for every believer.
Right.
And it just, I was so excited, you know. And so, of course, you know, we package the glory school for the body as well. But I think, you know, God really wants his people to live in the glory. So
absolutely.
I want you, before the program ends, to share just a couple of keys that will help people, our viewers today, get into the glory. So we're going to give them a couple of tips at the end of the program. But
absolutely.
I wanted you to share with our viewers, because I'm just intrigued by this, because you've been having, I mean, many different manifestations, but recently you've been having dreams from God.
God's been opening up the dream realm for me and taking me into that realm, not just to have a dream, but actually, I almost shouldn't say the dream realm. It happens in the nighttime hours, mm-hmm. but it's where all of a sudden my spirit becomes aware of being in another place, another situation, another location. And last year, God began opening me up in this way, in a new way, and leading me by his spirit into, I would say, into foreign nations. The first place I went was South America, and I found myself standing upon the mountains in Peru and just dancing upon the tops of the mountains, praising and worshiping the Lord. And God was actually giving me scriptures to sing over the nation. Now, the reason why he did this was because he began literally directing my year last year through these encounters, opening up doors into the nations, taking me in the spirit, and then taking me in the physical. And so I started to go in through this dream realm, or through this encounter realm of the supernatural, and then God began to lead me into that place to minister.
Wow, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
I just think it's awesome. You know, oftentimes people wonder, well, how come you get so much in the glory? But I think it's because of your hunger for God,
I
for
believe
more of him.
Anybody that's hungry for God, when you begin to pinpoint that hunger and begin to focus it into the Word of God, into the Spirit of truth, there's a guarantee that God will begin to unravel things for you, begin to unfold the revelation of his glory for you. Some people say, well, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I don't seem to get anything. But the thing is, what are you doing with that hunger and thirst?
Right.
Are you pressing in? Because anybody who's going to press in, the Bible says those that hunger and thirst after righteousness,
they shall be filled.
There's a guarantee of being filled.
Guarantee of it.
Yeah.
And I think you made a good point there, is that, you know, a lot of times we can say we're hungry, And we don't go to the table that has the food on it.
Right, exactly.
You know, we're waiting for someone to bring us the food.
Exactly.
You know, in a buffet, you would starve if you didn't go fill your plate, you know, even though there's food
right.
all around you.
Right.
But when you get hungry for the glory, like you have been hungry for the Lord,
right.
hungry for the Lord and all that He is and all that He has, which is the glory, then He manifests His glory because you're pressing in.
Exactly.
Your wife is pressing in. Your children are pressing in.
And
it's
that's
wonderful.
Why I'm so excited about this Intensified Glory Institute, because it gives people an opportunity to take their hunger, their thirst, and say, okay, I want more of God, and open up to the realms of the supernatural, open up to what God wants to do.
And in the Glory Institute, it's not just teaching, although it's great teaching, but
right.
it's also you give activations and opportunity to encounter the glory.
Absolutely. It's activating people into a place of having those encounters for themselves, where it's not just Joshua Mills' testimony, not just Patricia King's testimony,
right.
but it's them experiencing their own encounter with God.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, like because you yourself have paid the price of encountering God, pressing in, I'm sure that you, like everyone else, could be distracted, but you just kept pressing in for more of God, more
sure.
of God, and stewarding what He gave you well. And so now you've got this impartable authority
right.
that when you speak, it imparts faith. Like you were at a
right.
meeting with us last night,
right.
and so much faith came into the room that I was ready to soar, you know, because the spirit of faith was
right.
being imparted from
right.
one who believes and has activated and has carved out that realm. So
right.
the other thing I like about this teaching is that we're receiving from someone who's been there, who carries impartable authority. So it's
right.
not just listening to knowledge, it's actually receiving impartation.
Whatever you possess in the spirit, you're able to impart.
That's
and
right.
That's what happens. That's
and
wonderful.
Anyone who pursues the glory, anyone that I've known who has been hot after God, pursuing the fullness of who He is and what He has grown in dimensions
right.
of the glory.
Right.
And we always have to kindle that hunger, because sometimes you get to a point where, okay, well, go on to this or that. And, you know, you kind of have to rekindle the flame sort of
more.
Thing. Amen.
There's
always
more.
More.
Yeah.
Now, what about children? Because the other testimony I'd love for you to share is Lincoln, who is your son.
Right.
And at the time of this encounter, he was 11 years of age, right?
He was 10 years
old.
Oh, 10 years old.
And it's remarkable what God did as an encounter for him in the glory. So do you want to share that?
He's been raised in the glory. He's traveled around the world with us, seen a lot of wonderful miracles, and he's been aware of the angelic realm. But last year, I took him with me on a trip. God had actually shown me in the spirit that we were going to Easter Island, and then we physically went in the natural. We bought the airline ticket, didn't have any connections, didn't know exactly what we were going to do, but God had showed us that we were going there, that He was going to lead us. And so we got there to Easter Island. One day, you know, every day God would direct us. One day, the Lord led us to go to the top of the mountain to pray, the tallest mountain on the island. So we got out there to the mountain, and as we were about to go up, Lincoln saw two walking sticks over at the side, and he grabbed one, gave it to me, and took the other one. He began stomping it on the ground, and he calls me Dadu. He said, "Dadu?" I said, "Yeah, Lincoln." He said, "I feel like Moses." I thought, wow, this is amazing. Wonderful. Okay, let's go up the mountain. So we started walking up the mountain. We got about maybe halfway up, something like that. And I started to get real tired, and I wanted to stop for a little bit. And so we just stopped for a little while, and we're praying, and I was trying to get my breath back, and I was feeling a little bit worn out. I said to Lincoln, I said, "You know what, Lincoln, maybe we can just stay here. We can just pray from halfway up the mountain." He said, "Dadu, we need to go all the way." Wow. Need to go all the way. Well, I don't know if I can make it all the way to the top. "Dadu, we need to go." I said, "Okay, we'll start out, and if I can't go any further, then we'll just stop and pray from wherever we're at." So we started to walk again, and as we're walking up the mountain, there was like a praise that I started to sing and praise the Lord, and Lincoln was praising and singing, and it was wonderful. And then our praise turned into heavenly tongues, and then the tongues turned into a new song,
wow.
and now we're singing the new song to the Lord. Lincoln looks at me, he said, "Dadu," he said, "our praise really does change the atmosphere, doesn't it?" All of a sudden I realized I wasn't feeling tired, I wasn't feeling exhausted,
wow.
It felt like I was being carried on a cloud to the top.
The glory was empowering
you. The glory of God is imparted into us through praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
As we connect to the, right. the essence of Jesus Christ through praise and worship, there's glory that comes. And so the glory was carrying us. And so the next thing we know, we're at the top of the mountain, stretch out our hands, and we're praying, we're prophesying and declaring God's goodness over South America. There's revival coming to South America and all over the Polynesian Islands. And we're releasing the word of God. And as I'm getting ready to go back down the mountain, I turn around, and Lincoln's standing on the top. He's got his stick, and he's stomping it down. He says, "Dadu?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "I feel like Moses." I said, "Wow, Lincoln." He said, "Dadu, I feel like modern Moses." "Wow, Lincoln, that's amazing." He said, "Dadu, I feel like I could take this stick, and I could hit the rock, and water will come out." I thought, "Come on, Lincoln, let's get going down the mountain." Okay, that's enough. That's cute that you think that. You know, it's real cute. So I started going down the mountain, and then God started to deal with me about issues of childlike faith, signs and wonders, that God would confirm his word with signs and wonders. And I realized God was going to give us a miracle.
Oh, my gosh. And so Lincoln did strike the rock, right?
He ended up striking the rock.
And what was
water gushed out.
Water gushed out.
Gushed out.
I love it. Now, that is the glory realm. That is the manifestation of the glory of God. This is for children. It's for adults. It's for everyone. It's for you. We'll be right back.
Joshua Mills is a powerfully anointed teacher of the glory of God. Order his School of Signs and Wonders, including a student manual, 2 full-color study charts, and a 14-DVD teaching library. Learn about topics like creative miracles and activating angels. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 189 or visit xpministries.com to purchase School of Signs and Wonders for just $199. Order now.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
Of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
There's many keys for accessing realms of glory, and I really encourage you to get the course and get into the presence of God. But I want to give you 3 keys today that will bless your life and cause you to soar in the realm of the Spirit. The first key is that you got to be hungry. You have to have a desire for the things of God, the things of the Spirit. The second key is that you got to press in. You got to be willing to go beyond where you've been before. You got to be willing to take a step where you've never stepped before. Be willing to walk on water when it doesn't look like it's even possible. And then the third key that I want to give you today is that you got to be willing to stand in faith. When you've done all to stand, just continue to stand. Continue to believe that God is good. His mercy endures forever. He's got something better for you than you've ever had before. God bless you. I encourage you to go further.